athletic devices and got my foot measured for new inserts and that. Other than that, we're doing great. How's your day?
Business has been slow, but I expect that because everybody's trying to recover from everything that happened.
Noticed that Aldi's is usually right on top of things down there at Taylor. Quite a few things that aren't on there. I don't know if this light's not functioning here or what. It don't seem right. It's not changing.
Well, if you quit going to Aldi so much, they have stuff to put on the shelf.
KO4HKX.
Trey, morning, Tom. I just had to get that one in there. KB4CBA.
Well, I'll have to admit, I asked Bernice about 5 minutes ago where Dave's been. And your insult, I was paying attention to this line here at the corner of Stop and Go out here on 290 and Rutherford Road is not functioning. Kind of like your brain, Dave.
Oh, that was low, man. That was a low blow. And besides that, whoever said I had one?
Not your wife. Ain't that right, Patrick?
Get out of this argument.
Yep. Dave's good at these barbs. Well, where you been, Dave?
Been on another repeater, which since nobody wanted to talk on 6-1, so but I think I only talked to maybe one person on that repeater one day, and that was about it. So I turned the radio on, heard y'all talking, so thought I'd jump in there.
Back, Dave, and I will admit the last 2 days have been rather busy, and I have not been on the radio very much, but I haven't had anybody to hassle, so I'm glad you're back. And I had another good one in there, but I'm getting old and I forgot it. I thought maybe your kinfolk up there at, in the north and had problems, and you were up there at your sister's, I believe it is. But Patrick, we'll see you tomorrow, probably, if you're still there. Doing business, I think.
Because he needs to do business. I mean, that's when he's making money. It's always good to make money. Oh, me. Well, I just finished a tennis match, so I'm on my way home, and I think my wife had to go to the doctor this morning, so I'm not sure what it was about. I don't think it was anything serious, but I can't remember why she went.
Dave, but do what? How'd your sister fare it out? Bernice asked.
Good. She didn't lose any water. She lost power, but she has a Generac, that runs off her. They have propane up there. They don't have gas, but it runs off a propane tank. It's a big one. And so she had power and had water and all that. She had a little, I don't know if you call it a mudslide or what, but it didn't come down to the house. She lives on a hill, and you just have to see the house. The house is kind of at the bottom of that hill, and it is steep. I mean, it is really steep. But she had some plants, rhododendrons. And so that stopped the flow.
that's where you was at. Oh, my. Well, I'll try to do a better job of being on here. And I got somebody to pick on now. So that's always good. Got a little taste of cool weather here today. It's 59 degrees up here in the north.
Dragging my feet. Case Patrick wanted to jump back in there. KP4CPA. I'm not sure what the temp is. My vehicle says 57, but anyway. But man, I tell you, the wind was blowing out there on the cord, and I had two layers of long sleeve, like a thermal thing, and then a, what do you call those things? Anyway, jacket that has a hoodie on it, and it's thick material, and the same thing, I had two layers on my pants, so, only thing that was cold was my face, but I tell you, that wind just, it would not let up, and depending on which side of the court you were on, you know, it was either blowing on your back or blowing in your face.
Might save you a trip to the maxillofacial surgeon. Might shrink up some of those wrinkles.
I'm afraid it's going to take a lot more than that. I want the wrinkles shrunk. Oh, me. But anyway, and me and the little Japanese fella named, we call him Kaz. He's really, that's not his name, but that's what we call him. Because we can't pronounce his name. And so anyway. But he was my partner, and he's pretty good. The guys on the other side of the net, neither one of them can run. So if you hit the ball over their head or hit it, where they would have to run to get it, then it's pretty much a guaranteed point.
Send your old TLR. It's KB4CBA. Well, could be Kazimoto. I remember that name a lot in Japanese. And that's about the only Japanese I know how to speak, I guess. Anyways, and they're usually smaller stature, so I'm surprised he's a good tennis player like you. But I bet it was a good day to play except for that wind. That wind cut right through you. I can see the American flag in the background waving there. I stopped up here at the mailbox because yesterday my app showed 7 pieces of mail and 1 piece of medicine. And all I got was 1 piece of medicine and no mail, and it included the federal gas bill for the propane, which we burnt quite a bit, I imagine, during the power outage for 4 days and 5 hours, and then had our electric bill, so I hope that it's in there. I just seen the mailman go by, and he's a substitute, so maybe you got it right. I left him a note on there. That app's real nice. It shows you a picture of what's coming every day in your mail. Well, Dave, we're sitting in the driveway, and the sun feels real good, but I need to get downstairs with the groceries and unload them. And I'll twice in one day. But I'll catch you later, buddy. And Patrick, if you're listening, I'll see you tomorrow's Thursday. That's Patrick's day. Take care, guys. This is LTR clear.
Take me a picture of you and Bernice. Sitting on the driveway. You said you were sitting on the driveway, so I want to see that. But anyway, and I've yet to get that picture of you running down the hall, but or that video, but anyway, I'm still waiting on that. Y'all have a good day. Bernice, make them behave, and talk to you later. 73 is Patrick, if you're still in there. N0TR, KB4, CBA, mobile.